So if you remember from before, I've been preaching from Mark chapter 9.
大家记得以前我曾经讲过马可福音第九章吗？
And you know, I have really wanted to just keep going.
我确实是真的继续想往前讲。
But there was a sermon from Mark 4 that I really like.
但是呢，今天这篇讲到是马可福音第四章，我特别喜欢。
And I really, you know, want to. I know that somewhere in time, I really want to share with you guys.
我知道，对某一个时间，我真的是很想和大家一起分享。
And I like the story because this is not what you think it is.
我喜欢这个故事呢，是因为并不是像大家想象的那样。
You know, because most of the time you read the story, everybody know what it is.
因为
很多时候
呢，大家读这个故事都知道他在讲什么。
You think you know.
你认为你知道。
Actually, you don't.
其实呢，你并不知道。
So I want to take this opportunity to really go through this story with you again.
我想利用今天的机会呢，想和大家再继续分享这个故事。
So let's begin by reading the scripture text.
让我们先开始读这段经文。
Okay, let's start reading in English first, and then we'll read in Chinese.
让我们先读英文，然后再读中文。
So if you read English, and you can read it together with me, okay? 1, 2, 3. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even wind and sea obey him?"
好，让我们大家一起来读中文。马可福音第四章晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们就到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣扔在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有一个船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说，夫子，我们丧命，你不吗？如果醒了，是个风向来说，住了吧，静了吧，风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对门徒说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕。彼得说，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
So the sermon for today is called Jesus Rescued His Disciples from the Storm of Death.
今天我要讲话讲到的题目是耶稣把门徒从死亡的暴风中拯救出来。
Let's begin with a prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父上帝，
we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
Because your word is truth.
因为你的话语是真理。
Your word is life to us.
你的话语是生命。
Your people cannot live without your word.
人离了你的话不能够生存。
We have to hear your word.
我们得听你的话。
And I pray that this afternoon, as we open our ears, that you will speak to us.
我们为今天下午祷告，你可以通过这些话亲自向我们讲话。
We pray that you open our mind that we can understand.
开我们的心，我们可以明白你的话语。
And we pray that you open our heart that we may obey and follow you.
开我们的心，让我们可以服从你的话语。
Show us Jesus.
让基督向我们显明。
Yeah, we pray that you will help us to adore him and love him.
让我们来敬拜他并爱他。
Help us to worship him and follow him.
让我们来敬拜他并跟从他。
And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. I wonder whether you have ever been in a sea storm before.
我想大家是不是都经历过一个在海上的风暴？
When I was little,
当我小的时候，
My uncle used to take me from time to time to go to the sea on his sailing boat.
我的叔叔呢，经常带我在海上的一个帆船。
And he has a very nice sailing boat.
他有一个很好，很漂亮。
And I remember one time I was sitting in front, you know, and enjoying the breeze.
我记得有一次呢，我坐在前面享受这个平静的风。
And suddenly there's a great storm coming up.
忽然间呢有一个大风暴。
And I was holding onto the rail.
但我就在抓住这个船的后面。
I was scared to death. I thought I'm going to die.
我非常害怕，我害怕我会死。
So I don't know whether you have that experience.
我不知道你是不是有这样的经历。
It's very scary.
非常可怕。
Now, even if you have never experienced a storm at the sea,
即使你从来没有经历过海上的风暴，
if you live long enough as a human being in this fallen world,
你生活了到这么长的时间，你也知道我们生活中很多的风暴。
Yeah, and you know that there are many storms in life, right?
你也知道生活中有很多的风暴。
The Chinese have a saying,
中国一句俗话。
So, I mean, it can't, doesn't make sense in English, you know. The English translation is 80-90% of life's events are not according to plan.
人生不如意之事，十之八九。
You know, so this life is full of storms.
人生充满了风暴。
Our life is literally a life in the midst of a storm.
我们的生活其实就是在暴风中，在暴风骤雨当中。
Like today is a wonderful day, right?
今天是一个很好的天气。
But if you remember 2 days ago, there was a great storm, right? In Philadelphia.
以前呢，是一个有一个很大的暴风。
And you think that today is a great day?
你认为今天是很好的天气。
I heard another storm is coming tonight.
我听到另一个暴风雨呢，会今天晚上会来。
Our life.
这就是生活。
Because we have so many different unexpected things happening.
我们有这么多的意想不到的事情发生。
Some of us have really hard life.
有一些人有很艰难的生活。
Many of us came here as an immigrant.
我们很多人来这里作为一个移民来。
Even if you are like a student coming for graduate school.
即使你是一个学生来念研究生院。
It still could be difficult, right?
生活仍然是很困难。
Maybe you don't have a whole lot of money.
Maybe 有可能你没有足够的钱。
And you have to work very hard to study.
你可能需要努力的工作。
Maybe you came here on a scholarship, but you have to do well enough to keep the scholarship.
有可能呢，你需要有可能你有足够的钱，但你还是需要工作来挣更多的钱。
You know, even for people like me who has been very fortunate most of my life.
即使像我这样的人，我应该是很幸运的，在我
But if you think about your life as one life of frustration and struggles.
如果你想一想，人生真是充满了。艰难困苦。
And life is full of crisis too.
生活当中充满了很多的
危机。
危机。
Sometimes it's a job or financial situation.
有时候是经济的问题，有时候是工作问题。
Sometimes you have health concerns.
有时候你的身体有。
Maybe you have family conflict.
有可能有家庭有问题。
And all these make us very, you know, make our life extremely difficult and stormy.
所以这些都是我们的人生变得很艰难，很有暴，就像暴风雨一样。
So where are you going to find the calm in the midst of a storm?
你在这个暴风雨当中，怎样才能找到平安呢？
Who are you going to lean on in those times?
你在这些暴风雨当中呢，依靠谁呢？
Are you going to lean on your friends?
你会依靠你的朋友吗？
Are you going to lean on your family?
你会依靠你的家人吗？
Some people say that in our world today,
有人说现在的世上，
you cannot trust anybody.
你不能够相信任何人。
You know, you can't trust your friend, you can't trust your family.
你不能够相信你的朋友，也不能够相信你的家人。
You can only trust yourself.
你只能相信你自己。
So they would say, stay strong in the storm.
所以说，有人说，在暴风雨中要站立脚跟。
Be strong and you will survive the storm.
要坚强，要站稳脚跟。
That sort of remind me of a guy.
这是我想起的一个人。
You know, I remember this singer back in Hong Kong.
我记得这一个歌唱家在香港的一个歌唱家。
Some of you may know his name is Roman.
他的名字叫罗文。
You know, he was at one long stretch of time a very famous singer.
他曾经在那个时候呢，是一个非常走红的歌唱家。
And I remember, you know, he had this his one, you know, his you know, very popular song of him called Through Many Storms.
我记得这一首诗歌罗文唱的是叫《几许风雨》。
Yeah, it is a biographical song. You know,
一个是关于他自己个人传记的。
So he wrote a song about his own life.
这首诗歌是写他自己的。
And he said that I have been through many storms.
他说我经历了很多的风雨。
Then many new superstar coming up, but you know I remain very strong as a singer. You see?
很多的那些抖风的歌星啊都过去了，但是我一直是很抖风。
You know all these youngster they came and go, but I'm still here. I'm still one of the most popular star.
很多的年轻的歌星啊，他们啊来了又去了，但是我是一直能够站立脚跟。
Now it's very interesting. He sang this song. He wrote this song in 1986.
他这很有趣的是，他写这首诗歌呢是在1986年。
And he was still at the height of his career, singing career. You see?
那个时候呢，他仍然是非常走红的。
But about 15 years later.
但是十五年以后。
Roman faced another storm.
罗文面对了一个很大的暴风。
And this time he did not survive.
这次呢，他没有幸免。
What storm?
这个、是一个什么样的暴风？
He got swallowed up by one storm.
他被一个暴风所吞噬。
Cancer.
癌症。
In 2002, he died of cancer.
2002年呢，他死于癌症。
And his body was so beaten that when he died, he was only 95 pounds.
他的身体被癌细胞吞噬很厉害，以至于只有那时候只有90磅。这是他那个葬礼的一个照片。如果你是从香港来，你认识这位女士，
叫菲菲，
叫菲菲。
You know, 菲菲胖胖。You know, and she was very famous. She was a very good friend of Roman.
她是很有名，也是罗文的一个好朋友。
And guess why?
猜想是什么呢
？A few years later, she died of cancer also.
几年以后呢，她同样死于癌症。
So dear friend, the sister.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
I don't know how strong you are.
我不知道你多么坚强。
Maybe you can be like Roman and through many storms and you're still standing here.
也可能你像罗文一样，经历了很多的生活中的风暴，但你仍然很站立脚跟。
But there's one storm that you and I, everyone sitting here, we have to face.
但是呢，有一个。风暴你和我都要面对，没有人可以幸免于它。
And none of us will be able to survive that storm.
没有一个人可以生存下来。
What's that storm?
这个暴风雨是什么呢？
Death.
死亡。
We're all going to die.
我们都会死。
You know, this death is going to grow bigger and bigger, closer and closer to you.
死亡呢会逐渐临近你。
You know, and it will eventually swallow us.
最后呢，会吞噬我们的生命。
So today, as we look at this story about Jesus with his disciple in a storm,
今天我们看耶稣基督和他的门徒们经历了这场暴风雨。
The real problem with the disciple is not the storm.
这真正的这个门徒的问题呢，并不是在于风暴。
The real problem is the power of death that's going to swallow them up.
这真正的问题是因为这个暴风雨强有力，能够将他们生命吞噬。
So what the disciples need?
这个门徒们需要什么呢？
Is not a better meteorologist. You know what is that?
需要一个很好的天气预报员。
They don't need a weatherman to tell them better forecast the weather.
他们不需要很好的天气预报员告诉他们这个暴风雨要来临。
So you know, like some of us like to go to fortune tellers, right?
有些我们当中有些人喜欢去看那个算命。
Fortune teller is just weatherman.they can tell you what's coming, but they can't save you when the storm actually here. So what the disciple needed is not a weatherman, but a savior who has the love and the power to save them.
这个门徒们需要的并不是一个天气预报员，而是需要一位救主能够从他们从暴风雨当中拯救出来。
And they need Jesus.
他们需要耶稣基督。
Let's read the story.
让我们来读这个故事。
On that day when evening had.Come, he said to them, Jesus said to them, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him.
当那天晚上，耶稣门徒说，我们都到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him up, said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他，说，夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？
I want you to look closely at the story.
我想让大家。更进一步来看这个故事。
Remember, Mark is a Jew.
记得马可是一个犹太人。
And he was writing to a Jewish audience.
他写这个故事呢，是对犹太人的写的。
If you read the story, this is a very familiar story to the Jews.
你如果看读这个故事呢，这个故事和犹太人的其中有一个故事很相似。
So there is a storm in the sea.
是关于海上风暴的一个故事。
There's a very big group of fearful passengers.
在这里边有一个有一帮很恐吓惶恐的乘客。
And there is one sleeping man.
有一个沉睡的人。
Now, can you tell me where you can find another story in the Bible that has a storm, a very afraid, you know, fearful passenger and a sleeping man?
你可以告诉我圣经当中哪一个故事有恐吓的船客、海上的暴风和一个沉睡的人
？Yes, exactly, Jonah.
啊，约拿书。
So do you understand what Mark is doing?
你知道马可在这里要做什么吗？
He's writing to you a story about Jesus, but he actually wants you to remember the story about Jonah.
他在写一个耶稣经历暴风雨的故事，同时在告诉人们先知约拿的故事。
So if you are Jew and you're reading a story, that sounds like Jonah, isn't it?
如果你是一个犹太人，你读这个故事，你马上就想到就像约拿的故事。
That's exactly the point. He wants to say that Jesus' story is about Jonah.
这就是他要讲的故事的主题。这个故事是关于约拿的故事。
So let's take a little bit time to read about Jonah.
让我们来花一点时间来读约拿书。
Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh.The great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.
耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿，说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。”
But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish and to the presence of from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare and went on board and to go down with them to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord.
约拿却起来逃往他市去，躲避耶和华，下到约帕，遇见一只船要往他市去，他就给了船驾，下了船，要与船上的人同往他市去躲避耶和华。
So without going back to the background and all the details,
我们不用去看他的故事的背景。
Let me just ask you,
让我问大家
，Did Jonah obey God?
约拿服从了上帝吗
？Did Jonah obey God?No, he did not. Is it? God asked him to go west, he go east.
上帝叫他去东，他去西。
And he was what? He was fleeing from the presence of the Lord.
他逃避往他是去躲避耶和华。
You know, Jonah had this fleeing from God genes from his parents.
你知道约拿有这个从父母那里来的一个逃避耶和华的这么一个基因。
Who are Jonah's parents?
谁是约拿的父母呢
？Adam and Eve.
亚当。
Is it? Adam and Eve flee from the presence of the Lord.
亚当和夏娃逃避耶和华。
So Jonah, being a descendant from Adam and Eve, he flee from the presence of the Lord.
约拿作为亚当和夏娃的后代，他逃避耶和华。
What a great sinner that Jonah is.
多样的一个罪人呢。
But we are the same, isn't it?
其实我们和他一样。
Because we disobey God and we flee from the presence of the Lord.
我们不服从耶和华，我们逃避耶和华。
Look at what happened next.
看下面会发生什么。
But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up.
然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
There was a great mighty tempest.
有一个很大的一个风暴。
Yeah. What does that symbolize? Do you know?
这个预表什么呢
？You know, the Bible have a lot, you know, talk a lot about water.
圣经很多时候在讲这个水。
What does water symbolize in the Bible?
水在圣经当中代表什么呢
？Which Bible story have the most amount of water?
哪一个圣经的故事有最多讲到最大的水呢
？Noah's flood, right?
挪亚方舟的故事。
Yeah, so what does that flood symbolize?
这个大洪水代表什么呢
？The flood symbolizes the wrath of God.
洪水代表上帝的愤怒。
So it's funny, right? Like today we put out the fire with water.
今天很有意思，我们用水来救火。
In the Bible, water and fire are the same thing.
在圣经当中，水和火是一样的。
You know, when we say God is a consuming fire, wow, my goodness, the judgment of God is coming.
我们讲上帝就像烈火，是神的代表神的愤怒。
You can say that God is a consuming flood too.
你可以说上帝他是烈火。
You know, because the flood of God is going to judge Jonah.
因为洪水会来审判约拿。
Verse 11, And then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous.
他们问他说, 我们当向你怎样行使海浪平静呢? 这话是因海浪越发翻腾。
How could we calm down the wrath of God?
我们怎么样才能够, 来平静这个上帝的愤怒呢?
Yet when God is angry, what can you do to make him calm down?
如果上帝愤怒, 我们怎么样才能够使他能够不发怒呢?
Jonah is a good prophet, he knows.
约拿是一个很好的先知, 他知道。
So Jonah said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, and the sea will quiet down for you. For I know it is because of me," he may as well say, "it's because of my sin that this great tempest has come upon you."
约拿对他们说, 你们将我抬起, 抛在海中, 海就平静了。 我知道你们这大风是因为我的缘故, 不是, 他没有说, 是因为我的罪。
He should have said, "It's because of my sin, my disobedience."
他其实应该说, 是因为我的罪, 我没有遵守耶和华的话。
And verse 15, so they picked up Jonah, hurled him into the sea, and what? The sea ceased from his raging.
他们回忆, 将约拿抬起, 抛在海中, 海浪, 狂浪就平息了。
You see, there are three main points of this story.
你看到就有三个, 主要的, 问题。
Jonah's rebellion.
约拿的反叛,
the wrath of a holy God.
圣经, 圣洁神的愤怒。
And then what? What's the solution?
然后这个, 解决的问题的方法是什么呢?
What's the conclusion? It's peace by death.
罪在命场。
You see, our God is so holy.
我们的上帝是这么圣洁。
There's not a single sin in this world that will not get punished.
没有,
you understand?
没有一点点的这个罪可以不得到惩罚。
You know, when somebody refuses to forgive a little deed,
如果有人, 就是会宽恕一点点的这么一不愿意去宽恕一个小小的事情的话
We say this guy is petty
我们说这个人呢很挑剔很小气
Yeah. But to God, his refusal to forgive any sin is because of his holiness
但对上帝来说呢 他是要, 他是这样的圣洁 他不能容不下任何一点的 对,
God is holy such that no sin can go unpunished.
上帝这样的圣洁, 没有任何的罪能够不得到审判的。
Jonah is rebellious, the wrath of God is upon him, and there's only one way to make God calm down from his anger, and that is by death.
约拿反叛, 圣洁神的愤怒, 只有一个的, 解决问题的办法, 就是罪在命场。
But you know that Jonah is not alone in his rebellion, isn't it?
你知道约拿是一个反叛神的人，然后比如说他不是独自，他不是一个唯一的反叛神的人。
You know that we are all on the same boat with Jonah, right?
我们和约拿呢都是在一条船上。
So this story is not just about Jonah; it's about the whole world.
这个故事其实并不只是讲约拿，是讲全世界。你和我都包括在内。
And what's going to happen to all of us here?
将来对我们会发生什么呢?
We're going to have a barbecue.
我们将来会有一个烧烤。
We are the meat.
我们是肉。
You and I are the meat. You see?
你我都是肉。
Because the wrath of God is upon the sin of man.
因为上帝的愤怒会, 临到。
Gosh, that's not funny, you know?
这没有什么好开玩笑。
Have you ever read Romans?
你读过罗马书吗?
I love this passage in Romans.
我喜欢这第三节,
verse 19 of chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law said is speak to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God.
罗马书第三章19节说, 我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下人, 之人说的。 好塞住个人的口叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下
So you know if you look at all the major religions in this world
如果你看世界上所有的宗教
And almost all of them will have some kind of holy book or holy teaching, right?
你看他们所有的这宗教都有一种 圣洁的一种教导
There's a law for everyone
这就是律法对
What's the function of the law?
律法的功用是什么呢?
Oh, most people say the law is like a lighthouse
有人说律法就像一这个 灯塔
It guide you in the way you should live.
它带领你这个生活的路.
So you see that most religions think that oh, it shows you guys walk in this way and you will be able to get to heaven.
很多的宗教呢都告诉你这个律法呢就像一个灯塔指引你走向一个 通达的路。
And all the people don't understand Christianity. They say that all religions are the same.
啊，这些人都不明白基督教。他说所有的基督这宗教都是一样。
So the Christian has the Christian the Ten Commandments. So you just follow the Ten Commandments, you will find you will get to heaven.
他说你基督教就是有十大诫命，你只要遵守这十大诫命，你就叫天堂。
But listen to what Paul was saying.
但是听听罗马，保罗在说什么。
Paul said that the law of God is not used as a lighthouse.
保罗说这个律法的供应并不是灯塔。
Paul said that the law was given us so that you may shut up.
保罗说，保罗说律法的供应是让你。让你闭嘴，不要讲话。
You know the next, you think that you are a pretty good man.
如果你认为你是一个很好的人
go back, read and study your Ten Commandments.
啊，你就回去读十诫。
And try to keep the Ten Commandments throughout the rest of this week.
然后呢，你就记住这十诫，整个这个礼拜你记住这十诫。
And you really do your homework.
如果你真的做好好的功课的话
，You will come back next week. Shut up.
你下个礼拜你回来的时候你会闭嘴。
Because you know that you cannot.Gain acceptance to God by living the law.
因为你知道你不能够通过守律法来得到上帝的承认。
That's the beauty of the gospel, isn't it?
这就是福音的美意。
For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因律法能在神面前称义。
Since through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
因为律法本身叫人知罪。
Why should we study the Ten Commandments? Why should we study the order, laws, and regulations of God?
为什么我们要学十诫？为什么要学十诫？按照这个十诫的顺序来学呢？
First of all, to convince ourselves of heart that we are sinners.
首先是让我们明白我们是罪人。
Because unless we know we're sinners, we will not come to Jesus.
除非我们明白我们是罪人，否则我们不能来到耶稣面前。
Paul said this: All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
保罗说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Oh, there's no one righteous, not even one.
所有的人都亏欠了神的荣耀，没有一个人。
And then the wages of sin is death.
然后罪的工价乃是死。
We all die. We're all going to die. You know, the death is going to make us getting closer, closer to us.
死亡会慢慢地临近我们。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not because we will age and die and get sick.
并不是因为我们是亚洲人，我们得病生病。
Because we sin.
因为我们犯
罪。If there's one among us who does not sin, he will not die or she will not die.
如果我们当中的一个人没有犯罪的话，他不会死。
But we know everyone is going to die.
但是我们知道人人都会死。
And the reason is because we are sinful.
原因就是因为我们是罪人。
You know, I have my little office in a medical clinic.
我有一个小小的办公室，在一个诊所。
So we worship in a community, a Chinese community clinic.
我们呢，在一个中国人的社区当中，来一个诊所当中敬拜神。
So there are a lot of patients coming in and out every day.
有很多的病人来而去。
And they have to make appointments.
他们需要约时间。
Like even you have a newborn baby, you need to make an appointment with Dr. Cyril so that you know you can see the pediatrician.
如果你即使你有一个婴孩的话，你需要来看。医生
小儿医生啊。So I have always thought I want to write a gospel tract.
我总是在想写一个关于福音的一个小册子。
Because I look around internet or other places, I cannot find a really good gospel tract.
我浏览了很多的网站和书籍，我不能够发现一个好的。
So my dream is that one day I will write a gospel tract.
有一天呢，我会我的梦想就是有一天我能够写这个。
And I have an idea.
我有一个主意。
And my idea is I will write something called I have an appointment with something.
我有一个主意，就是有一天我要写我与谁有个约会。
And guess what that thing is?
你认为这个填空的这个空格是什么呢？
I have an appointment with that.
我会。我要与死亡有个约会。
So I will write a gospel tract and put there hundreds of copies there.
我会写一个福音的册子，让有一百多册子。
And all these patients will come in and say, I have an appointment with Dr. So and so.
很多的病人会来说我与看这个书。
And I will tell them that, you know what, we all have an appointment with that.
因为我们都与死亡有个约会。
You may say, I never make that appointment.
你可能说，我从来没有定这个时间。
But that make appointment with you.
但是这个约会呢，你要
Can I refuse the appointment? Cannot show up? But death will knock at your door one day. And you cannot not respond. That's what we are.
That
is Jonah's story. Jonah rebelled. The
round
of Jonah, because of that, Jonah had to die. So you ask, So you ask, is there a way of salvation?
你会问, 那有一条出路吗?
Is there a way out for Jonah?
有一条来走出约拿的故事吗?
The answer is yes.
答案是的。
Where is the salvation?
救恩在哪里呢?
The salvation is a big fish. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿,
so the big fish is Jonah's salvation. And if the big fish did not swallow up Jonah, the wrath of God would swallow up Jonah. You understand?
如果这条大鱼没有将约拿吞在肚子里呢?
You know, I know how, you know, when we read the book of Jonah, the story of Jonah, we all feel, ay, yucky, you know, stay in the big fish, stinky for 3 days, you know.
我们读约拿的故事,我们会觉得这个很恶心,因为在肚,鱼肚里边,三天三夜。
But you don't understand. It's far better to be in the belly of the fish than in the midst of the water.
但是你不明白, 在鱼肚里三天三夜,比在风暴当中, 在海水里三天三夜要好很多。
So you say, wait, Pastor Lam, so you mean we are fish worshipping church?
林牧师，你是在讲我们教会是崇拜鱼的教会吗？
No, of course we are not, right?
当然我们不是。
Do you know that all the stories in the Old Testament are but a shadow of the real thing that will come in the New Testament?
你都知道这个旧约里讲的很多事情都是新约里的一些预言。
So Jonah's story is but a spiritual picture.
约拿的这个故事呢，是一个圣灵的一个图画。
The picture of the salvation that will come to us in Jesus Christ.
这幅图画呢，就是约拿的拯救最后会临到。
Listen to Matthew chapter 12.
我们看一看马太福音第二。
Then some of the scribes and the Pharisee answered Jesus, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you."
当时有几个文士和法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，我们愿意你显个神迹给我们看。”
And what did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢?
He answered him, "An evil and adulterous generation seek for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except what? The sign of the prophet Jonah."
耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的时代，求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。”
So what is the sign of Jonah?
约拿的这个神迹是什么呢?
Is that Jesus' life will parallel that of Jonah.
耶稣基督预表先知约拿。
And Jesus said, "For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth."
约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中, 人子也要这样,三日三夜在地里头。
So you see that Jesus is a new Jonah.
你看,耶稣是一个新的约拿。
Jesus is the greater Jonah.
耶稣比约拿更大。
Just like Jonah was in the belly of fish for 3 days, three nights, and then when he vomited out, Jonah had to go and preach the gospel.
就像约拿在鱼的肚腹中三天三夜,最后被吐出来,看到神的天国里那里。
And once he got vomited, you know, he got vomited out, what did he do? He go to preach the gospel.
一旦他被吐出来,他就干什么呢?他就去传福音。
And Jesus is interesting because he was on the earth for 3 days, three nights, and when he resurrected, he now have a gospel to preach.
耶稣呢,他在地上三天三夜,然后他在升天以后呢,他
就是说他复活的时候，就好像他复活之后，他才有一个福音去传， right? If Jesus did not die and resurrect, there's no gospel. But because he died and resurrected, then he now have a gospel.
如果耶稣基督他没有复活，那就没有福音。只有他复活了，才有福音。
Anyway, but this is not the only parallel.
当然，但这并不是仅有的一个比喻。
Because Jesus is not only the new Jonah, Jesus is actually the dead fish that is Jonah's salvation.
耶稣基督呢，并不仅仅是先知约拿，他还是一个救恩的大鱼。
You think about that Jonah was in the ocean and he was about to be consumed by the wrath of God.
你想象约拿现在在一个大海中，他会被暴风雨吞噬。
Who is going to save Jonah?
谁会拯救约拿呢？
The big fish,
这一条大鱼。
When the big fish swallowed him up, the big fish shouldered all the ocean, all the water coming at him, right?
当这个大鱼将约拿吞下以后呢，他把约拿保护起来，所以说这个水呢不能够淋到约拿。
So Jesus is actually the great fish that protected Jonah.
耶稣基督其实是一只大鱼来保护约拿的。
And I'm telling you, Jesus is going to be our big fish when we enter through death into new life.
我也可以告诉大家，那耶稣呢，他是一条大鱼，将来会来保护我们，使我们能够通过这个暴风雨。
Someday all of us here will die.
最后有一天我们都会。
Some first, some later.
有一些可能早，有一些可能晚。
And when we die, we will be ushered into the judgment seat of God.
当我们死的时候，我们会看到这个进入这个死亡的暴风暴雨。
Who is going to protect you?
谁会来保护你？
Before the holiness of God.
在这个上圣洁神之前，谁能保护你呢？
Jesus,
耶稣基督。
The big fish,
这一只大鱼。
That big fish will become the salvation for us all.
耶稣基督会成为我们所有人的拯救。
I want to bring you back to this interesting verse, verse 35.
让我们来回来看四章三十五节。
On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side."
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
You see, this is a picture of spiritual truth.
你看，这是一个关于属灵的真理的一个图像。
What does it mean to go across to the other side?
我们渡到那边的意思是什么呢？
It means to move from this life into eternity.
是指我们从现在的这个世上的生活到永生。
You know, it's not something that you and I can say ourselves.
这不是一些不是像我们所能做的
自己可以做
的事情。
I cannot say to my brother, go with me, let's go across to the other side.
你不能够说跟你的兄弟姐妹们说，好，让我们到那边去吧。
It's not as easy to move from Philadelphia to New Jersey, you know?
就是像从费城到新泽西都不是那么容易。
Only Jesus can say this.
只有耶稣可以
救。So let me ask you, dear brother and sister.
让我问你们。
Let me ask you, dear friends.
让我们问你们弟兄们。
Do you have Jesus on your boat?
你有耶稣基督在船上吗？
And or better, I will ask, what boat are you riding on?
或者进一步说，什么样的船你有耶稣基督和你同行吗？
No, are you riding on Jesus? Are you riding on something else?
你是在靠着耶稣基督来划船呢，还是靠别的东西？
你是坐在耶稣基督的船上面，还是坐在其他的船上面？ Do you know like the great book Pilgrim Progress?
你知道《天路历程》那本书吗？
Yeah. In the final scene, when Christian was about to reach Celestial City, 天国， right?
当最后基督徒要进天国的时候，
and you know what is the final obstacle?
你知道最后的障碍是什么呢？
It's a river.
是一条河。
He had to cross the river.
他需要穿过这条河。
And we all have to cross the river.
我们都需要穿过这条河。
But can you cross the river on your own?
但是你能够穿过这条
河。Can you say that, oh brother, let's go ourselves?
弟兄们，我们一块过去吧。
We will perish.
我们会死。
Jesus is our only hope.
耶稣基督是我们唯一的希望。
He will carry us into eternity.
他会带我们进入永生。
It's like when you read the Noah story.
就像你进读那个挪亚的故事。
Where are you going to find Jesus?
你在哪里会看到耶稣呢？
Jesus is the ark.
耶稣是一个挪亚方舟。
If you are on Jesus, he can get you to safety.
如果你在耶稣基督之上，你会看到这个新的世界。
But if you are not with Jesus, you will be consumed by the water.
如果你没有和耶稣基督在一起，你会被这个暴风雨，被这个洪水吞没。
All right, let's keep reading. This is a wonderful story. On that day when evening had come, Jesus had said to them, "Let's go across to the other side."
让我们继续来读四章三十五节。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
And leaving the crowd, the disciples took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. 他们门徒离开众人。
门徒离开众人，耶稣扔在船上，他们就把耶稣一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
You see, Jesus asked the disciple to go over to the other side.
耶稣问这些门徒要到对岸去。
And the disciple are very excited about it.
这门徒嘛很高兴。
Now, if you remember the gospel, you realize the disciple are not always enthusiastic about Jesus' suggestion.
如果你想你记得这个圣经里的故事的话，你这门徒并不是总是很服从的。
So when Jesus say, "Let's feed the 5,000 people,"
如果有一次耶稣说让我们来喂这五千人
，How did they respond?
他们的反应是什么呢？
好啊 ，Is it good? You know, when they say, "Yes, Jesus, let's feed 5,000 people."
他们说好啊，我们来喂这五千人，是这样吗
？No, they didn't. They say, "Are you kidding me? Are you sure?"
他说啊，你开什么玩笑？这五千人喂五千人。
And now Jesus say, "Let's cross to the other side." And the disciple here are very happy.
那现在耶稣说，让我们到那边去吧。他们很高兴。
You know why?
你知道为什么？
Because the disciples are fishermen.
因为这些门徒他们是渔渔夫。
The master is asking me for my specialty, for my expertise. You know?
因为这个主人是在问我的专长。
Oh, no problem, Jesus. Come on in. Go sleep. We'll be there in no time.
啊，耶稣，没有问题，你就在床上睡觉好，我保证把你对到。
So they're full confidence.
他们非常有信心。
And guess what happened?
下面发生什么事情了
？And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling.
忽然起了大大的暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至要船要满了水。
But he, while Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion, and they woke him up, said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
耶稣在船尾上正在枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？”
And he awoke, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。
You see, the Chinese version translation is not the best.
你想这个中文的翻译不是最好的。
The Chinese version just say there was a storm.
中文的翻译只是说起了一个大风暴。
But the Greek actually is a great storm.
但是呢，希腊文其实讲了一个非常非常大的风暴。
Mega storm.You know, the Greek is mega. You know, when you have mega jackpot, you know what it is, right?
如果你有很巨大的一个这个
So this is a mega storm.
这是一个巨大的
But when Jesus arose, Jesus turned mega storm into a mega peace.
耶稣醒来的时候，他将这个巨大的风暴变成了大的平静。
It's a wordplay from a mega storm to a mega peace.
他将一个巨大的暴风变成一个巨大的平静。
And when Jesus woke up, he looked at the storm, looked straight at the storm. What did he say?
耶稣醒来以后，他看了一个巨大的风暴，他说什么呢？
Can you give me some face and calm down?
你可以给我点面子来停下来吗？
No, he didn't do that, right?
没有，他没有这样。
Say, please, you know, just let us go back.You know, safely.
他说你就慢慢的来，然后就赶紧平静了吧。
No, he stood up. He looked at the storm. He said, "Shut up."
他没有，他醒了以后，他说，住嘴吧，停住吧。
Unthinkable, isn't it?
不可思议。
This is not something a man would do, right?
这不是有一般人可以这样。
I mean, if you guys are going to have a church picnic.
如果我们有一个教会的野餐。
And you are waiting here in the car park, ready to go.
如果我在这里呢，准备吃饭了。
And but and then a great storm is coming.
然后突然一个暴风雨来了。
You're not going to say to your pastor who go and shut it up, you know?
你不会告诉你的牧师，你说牧师你让的雨停了吧
？You won't do that because you are a man, but Jesus is not a man.
你不会那样做，因为耶稣他不是。
This is unthinkable. He's doing this unthinkable thing.
是我们不可预料的。
He turned a mega storm into a mega calm.
他将巨大的暴风变成了一个巨大的平静。
Now before we go on, I want to ask you a very interesting question.
让我在我那个讲之前呢，我想问大家一个问题。
Do you think that Jesus actually know what is going to happen when he asked the disciple to go with him to cross the river?
你知道耶稣基督知道会发生什么事情吗？当他叫门徒 渡到那边去的时候吗?
Do you think that Jesus was actually surprised? Wow, I didn't know there's a storm coming.
你知道耶稣是不是很吃惊？他看到这个暴风雨， 哎呀，我没有想到这个一个暴风雨。
I think Jesus knows exactly what is coming.
我想耶稣基督非常知道你会有一个暴风雨。
In fact, I could title this story, Jesus purposefully let his disciples into a storm.
其实我可以命名这个暴风雨说， 耶稣基督呢, 他是故意的将门徒带到暴风雨中。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我在说什么吗?
The storm was not an accident.
这个暴风雨不是一个,
Jesus said, let's cross to the other side, knowing that the storm was waiting for them.
耶稣说, 让我们到那边去, 他知道一个暴风雨会来。
You know, many people come to church, to Jesus today, seeking for blessings.
许多人来到教会来求祝福。
They want Jesus to give them a smooth life, right? My best life now. You know, my best, 我最好的,
我要给我最好的,
yeah, I want plenty of successes.
我要很多的成功,
I want no troubles.
我不要有烦恼,
I want good health.
我要好好的身体,
I want to have strength and wisdom and intelligence to do anything I want to do.
我要有, 有强壮, 要有智慧,
is this the God we know from the Bible?
难道这是我们所要追求的上帝的神吗?
Hardly. Right? This is not the Jesus we know. The Jesus we know in the gospel is the one who leads us into storm.
福音中的耶稣基督是将我们带到风暴的。
Because if there's no storm, there's no peace.
因为没有风暴就没有平静。
Do you remember, you know, Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 said this very interesting words.
你记得, 哥林多后书第12章讲的这个事情吗?
So Paul said, so to keep me from becoming conceited, being proud, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan harassed me to keep me from becoming conceited.
哥林多后书第12章第7节说，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所有。 所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
And then Paul said, three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, and it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
然后保罗说，为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Do you see what's happening there?
你知道这里发生了什么事吗?
God allows the storms of Paul's life stay with him.
上帝允许, 暴风雨在保罗身上就像他有一根刺一样,
so that Paul can experience his grace.
以至于呢,保罗可以经历神的恩典。
It's very interesting that here it says that to prevent Paul from being proud, being conceited.
很有意思,他, 这里说, 给保罗一根刺是为了免得他过于自高。
I mean, isn't that true that for many Christians they become conceited when life seems to be smooth?
当我们一些基督徒的生活变得很平静的时候，我们会考虑过这些吗？
You know, when people are in great crisis, very often they come to church.
人们都是在困难的时候才来到教会。
When they are not in church, usually does not mean that they are really sick.
我们不来教会通常并不是因为我们生病，
but because everything was going fine, why do I need God anyway?
因为我们很多事情都很顺利，我们为什么需要神呢？
So dear brother and sister, we need the storms.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，我们需要这个暴风雨。
So that God may keep us in His way.
所以上帝可以让我们行在他的真道的路上。
I was told there was a young man in China.
有一次有人告诉我，有一个年轻人在中国。
He went to an old pastor.
他去了一个老的牧师那里。
He said, you know, pastor, would you pray for me that I may become holy?
说这个牧师啊，你可不可以为我祷告，使我可以变得更加圣洁。
That I may know God.
我可以更认识神。
So the pastor said, sure, let's pray now.
然后这个牧师说， 当然可以，让我们就一起祷告。
So this pastor said, Lord, I pray that you will bring many storms to this young man's life.
牧师说， 上帝啊， 你就给这个年轻人有更多的生活当中的很多的暴风雨。
Give him trials and tribulations.
给他很多的试探， 很艰难。
Make him more like you.
让他更像你。
And the young man said, wait a minute, wait, that's not the prayer I want.
然后这个年轻人说， 等一等牧师， 这不是我要祷告的。
The pastor said, don't you want to be like Jesus?
你想， 这个牧师说， 你想， 成为像耶稣一样吗?
That's the only way I know how to become like Jesus.
这是唯一的方法, 我知道怎样认识耶稣基督。
Dear brother and sister, let's look at the storm from a different way.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 让我们看, 从不同的角度来看这个,
because when we are in a storm, we can experience the very grace of God.
当我们在暴风雨中, 我们可以真的经历他的恩典。
You know, this morning, I have a sister in my church which was leading singing.
今天早晨在我们教会当中有一姐妹她在唱歌。
And he picked the song Great is Thy Faithfulness. Right?
她想了这首歌,
你的信实广大。 Yeah, we all know the song, right? Great is Thy Faithfulness.
我们都知道这首诗歌。
So she was telling us the story of the writer who wrote the song.
她在讲这个, 这首诗歌的作者。
Now you would have thought that Great is Thy Faithfulness, this guy must have a really happy life, that's why he write Great is Thy Faithfulness, right?
你想,你的信实广大这个诗歌的作者,他的生活一定很平静。
That's the only way I will write Great is Thy Faithfulness, right?
这是我唯一的办法,我可以写这个上面。
If I have fallen over, I'm not going to, you know, hide in my bed and write Great is Thy Faithfulness, right? But as it turned out, the man who wrote Great is Thy Faithfulness was a very poor man.
其实呢,写这首诗歌的人是一个很贫穷的人。
He didn't have a chance to go to school very much, never graduated from high school.
他没有, 金钱去, 他没有钱上学, 甚至都没有高中毕业。
And he was very frequently sick.
他经常会生病。
But yet when he became a Christian,
但是他变成基督徒以后,
it's not like suddenly he got healthy and rich and all that.
并不是说他突然间变了富有和健康。
But he can look back at his life and he say, Great is thy faithfulness.
他往后看, 他会说, 上帝的信实广大。
Why? Because the guy experienced peace in the midst of storm.
因为他经历了这个, 上帝的这个, 在恩典中经, 在暴风雨中经历了神的恩典。
Now, and you know this hymn, right? The other hymn, it is well with my soul.
你知道这我心灵得平安这首诗歌。
It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Right?
我心灵得平安。
And this is, you know, this is another a wonderful story, because the guy who wrote the song is not a pastor. He's like a layman.
我写心灵得平安宁这首诗歌的作者呢, 他不是一个牧师, 他是一个一般的,
he was like a lay Christian.
他是一个就是, 平信徒。
He was a lawyer in Chicago.
他是在芝加哥的一个律师。
Very active in ministry.
在这个施工上呢, 很活跃。
But within a few years, a lot of tragedies, you know, struck his family.
但是呢, 几年之内呢, 很, 他家里经历了很多的, 艰难困苦。
He had five children.
他有五个孩子。
The younger is a son.
最年轻的, 是一个儿子。
Then one day his son died.
一天呢, 他的儿子死去了。
The year later, there was this great Chicago fire that burned down much of the city.
一年以后呢, 整个芝加哥被火烧尽。
And he lost basically his life saving.
他几乎丢掉了他所有的生活的积蓄。
And so he continued to be a faithful Christian.
他继续成为一个虔诚的基督徒。
Then the next year, he and his family were planning to go to Europe.
下一年呢, 他和他的家人准备到欧洲去。
But because of his work, he had to go a little bit later.
因为他的工作呢, 他可能需要离开的晚一点。
So he sent his wife together with four daughters on the way to Europe.
他就把他的, 太太和, 几个女儿呢, 一起要先走。
And what we know is that along the way, the ship was hit by some rocks.
太太带着孩子们在, 这个海上的船当, 在这个旅行当中呢, 这个船遇到撞石礁。
The wife was safe.
太太呢, 是, 安全了。
But the four daughters are all lost.
但是四个女儿呢, 都, 死去了。
So when the wife got to Europe, he cabled him, you know, in America.
当, 太太到了, 欧洲以后呢, 她给这个先生打电报。
She said, safe alone.
她说呢, 但, 只有我平安。
Yeah. What should I do now?
我应该做什么呢?
So he immediately hook on to the next ship and go to Europe.
他, 马上就去了欧洲。
And when the ship was passing by the site where the accident happened,
当这个船经过, 他前太太坐那个船的地方的时候,
you know, like the captain was telling everybody, this is around the place where the terrible accident happened.
这个船长呢, 告诉说, 告诉这个船客说, 这就是上一次出事那个船出事的地方。
He went down to his cabin and he wrote a song, It is well with my soul.
他就到船舱里, 他写下了首, 我心里得安宁的诗歌。
Not because his career, everything is great.
并不是因为他的事业很成功。
But he trusted that nothing can separate him from the love of Christ. He was not looking at his life here and now. You know what he was looking at?
你知道他在看什么吗?
He was looking at the cross 2,000 years ago. He kept staring at the cross. He said, can I convince myself that Jesus did not love me? It is well with my soul.
我心灵都安宁。
Jesus can turn a mega storm into a mega calm.
耶稣基督可以将巨大的暴风。
Dear brother and sister, there may be people here who are suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 有些人你们可能经历苦难。
Maybe you are going through a great storm.
你可能经历过生活中的一些暴风雨。
If not now, you will someday.
你如果你现在没有, 你将来可能会。
What are you going to say when that storm comes?
当这个暴风雨来的时候呢,
you say, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
你会说, 父子啊, 我们丧命, 你不顾我们吗?
Or you can look at 2,000 years ago where Jesus gave his life for you and said that God who did not spare his son but gave him up for us all, how would he not together with him give us all things?
还是你要看 2,000年以前 耶稣基督我们成就了。
And if you are going to cross this storm, if you are going to find peace in that storm, it is because the peace is there 2,000 years ago with Jesus.
如果你想在暴风雨当中找平安, 要看两千年以前, 耶稣基督所为我们成就的, 那就是平安。
And that leads us to the climax of the story.
让我们再看, 继续看这一个故事,
这整个故事的高潮,
高潮,
verse 40, he said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?
耶稣对他们说, 为什么短缺? 你们是没有信心吗?
And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this that even wind and sea obey him?
他们就大大的惧怕, 彼此说, 这到底是谁? 连风和海也听从他。
Now I want to tell you, this is the genius of Mark.
我想告诉我, 因为这个, 马可, 他是一个天才。
Yeah. He used three mega to connect the story.
他用 三个, 大的这个,
大, yeah.
事件来联系这个故事。
The first thing is there was a mega storm.
第一个是巨大的暴风。
And when Jesus arose, he met the mega storm, a mega calm.
耶稣基督醒来的时候呢, 又有一个巨大的平静。
And what's the third mega?
第三个, 第三个点是什么呢?
What's the third mega?
第三个大的事情是什么呢? 大的惧怕。
You know, this is unthinkable.
这是无法想象的。
You know why? Because why are the disciples have a mega fear? Why do they have a mega fear?
为什么这些门徒们会有一个巨大的 惧怕呢?
The whole irony of the story is that they are afraid of the storm, but they are even more afraid of the calm.
这个很讽刺的是, 他们很惧怕这个暴风, 但是呢, 他更惧怕这个巨大的平静。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你明白我在讲什么吗?
When the storm was up, they were afraid.
当暴风雨来的时候呢, 他们很害怕。
And when Jesus had calmed the storm, they become even more fearful.
当耶稣基督平静了这个暴风以后呢, 他们甚至更害怕。
Why are they so afraid?
为什么他们会害怕呢?
No, most people would think, oh, they're afraid because they have never imagined Jesus can do this kind of miraculous thing.
有人以为, 他们害怕因为他们从来不知道耶稣基督会做这样的事情。
They have underestimated Jesus' power and authority.
他们低估了耶稣基督的权力。
So when Jesus stood up and said, shut up, the wind, and the wind actually shut up, they were blown away.
当耶稣基督说, 停住了, 然后这个暴风雨就停静了, 他们惊呆了。
That's what most people think, right?
这可能所以很多人都是这样想的。
And I tell you, it totally does not make sense.
这个根本就是,
不合理。 It doesn't make sense at all.
根本不合理。
Why?
为什么呢?
Let me give you an example.
让我给你举一个例子。
In the neighborhood that I live,
在这个社区当中, 我所住的社区当中,
is not particularly safe.
并不是非常一个非常安全的地方。
Suppose one afternoon,
假设有一天下午,
some youth from my church,
有一些年轻人从我,
were walking back to their home from school.
从学校, 回家的路上,
and then on the way, suddenly there's a group of gangsters show up.
在回家的路上, 突然有一帮小土匪呢, 出现。
And they have guns, they have knives.
他们有枪, 有匕首,
and they surrounded this few youth from my church.
然后把这个包围的这几个年轻人,
and it happened that I was driving by.
碰巧的是啊，我正在我开车经过。
And so they didn't pass the lamp, pass the lamp.
他们说啊，林牧师，林牧师。
And they thought that, well, at least call the police.
他想啊，至少你给
，Help me call the police.
警察打电话，给警察打电话。
But instead of calling the police,
没有给警察打电话。
I hit the brake in my car.
我停下了车。
I stopped right there.
我停在那里。
I jump out of the car.
我从车里跳出来。
And with my naked hands, I fight the gangster.
用我的赤手空拳来把这一帮小土匪打得一塌糊涂。
So they shot at me and all. 开枪打我，
他们开枪打我。
And it turned out I could be like in the Matrix, right? I could just, you know, like nothing hurt me. I just grab the bullet and throw it back to them.
我呢就是说，他们打用枪打我，我也没有受伤。然后呢，我就把他们打得一塌糊涂。
Wow, so this gangster are shocked and they ran away.
然后这帮小土匪呢？都惊呆了，然后就都跑了。
And the youth in my church have no idea that I was a Superman.
这帮我们教会年轻人啊，根本不知道我是一个超人。
Now let me ask you.
让我问你们。
They underestimated my power, right?
他们低估了我的能力。
How would they respond to my rescuing of them?
他们对我这个救他们的这个命这个事情怎么反应吗
？Would they be shocked?
他们会很吃惊吗
？Would they be afraid?
他们会很害怕吗
？No, they would not be afraid.
当然他们不会。
They would be so happy.
他们会很高兴。
They think, wow, didn't know that you are Superman.
哦，我不知道原来你还是一个超人呢。
Now we know from now who we will go to when we have trouble.
现在我们知道，我们遇到事情了，我们会找你。
You know why they will never be afraid?
为什么他们不会害怕呢
？Because I'm the pastor.
因为我是他的牧师。
Because they are in my church.
因为他在我的教会里。
I tell you who will be afraid.
我告诉你谁 会害怕
The neighbor that I've invited to church but never come You know that?
我的邻居们他我叫他来
You know,
他们不来
的 The people that I've shared the gospel with
这些如果我跟他们分享这个福音的
But they brush me aside
他们把我放在一边
When they saw that they will be afraid
当他们看到我的
Because they know that I am not their pastor
因为他们知道我不是他们的牧师
So do you understand there's something going on here on that day
这里发生的事情吗
And Jesus saidWhy are you afraid? Have you still no faith? They have no faith. Why are the disciples so afraid? You know, like in the old Chinese world, right? That sometimes that you send a young man to learn kung fu from the master.
在中国古的时候呢，很多人会去跟一些老的人学功夫。
Now you say that when you become a disciple of some master, you are literally, you know, so.
如果你要拜师学艺的话，你其实你就一生当中呢、啊，就是跟这个人呢、啊，就是服侍这个人。
Now when you go learn from the kung fu master, there are two things you learn basically.
如果你这个拜师学艺的时候，问这个你有几件事情呢、啊，你会知道。
One is the martial art skill.
一个呢就是这个功夫的这个技巧。
The other way is a way of life.
另一个就是说叫远离是
So for example, the teacher will teach you. Now I give my kung fu to you, but you must not use it for evil means, right?
我教你这一身功夫呢，但你这身功夫呢，你不能够用来害人。
And don't use it to accumulate wealth and all that. Use it to serve the people.
你用这个功夫呢，你不能用来积攒财富，而是服侍人。
So do you know how it works, right? In the kung fu movie, the bad guy always they learn the martial art skill and then they serve the evil empire.Right?
这电影当中有很多人是坏的功夫学会了功夫以后呢他们就去干坏事
So this is what the disciples are like
这就是门徒这样门徒可能就是这样
They come to Jesus to learn from Jesus
他们来到耶稣基督面前是
Because they saw all the things Jesus could do How powerful he is
他们知道耶稣基督可以做什么多有能力
But they have no intention to learn the way of life from Jesus
但是他们没有这个要学耶稣基督的这个生活生命的这个想法
They think that Jesus one day will become a great king
他们以为耶稣基督将来会变成一个大
帝王 And if they follow Jesus they will have wealth and they will have fame
如果他们跟随他呢他们以后可能会有财富
They are physically following Jesus
他们虽然是肉体上跟着耶稣基督
But in their heart they have their own agenda and they are seeking their own kingdom
但是在他们内心里他们有自己的小算盘他们追求自己的国
They are trying to manipulate Jesus so that they could gain what they want
他们企图呢是来控制耶稣基督以至于达到他们自己个人的目的
But on that day something was revealed to them
那一天这些都向他们显明了
Because Jesus was so much greater than what they think they hear.
耶稣基督远远比他们想象的要大。
They were afraid because they were saying that, if Jesus has such a great power, will he not be able to see through our heart?
那以前他如果耶稣基督这么大有能力，他没有不能看清我们的心吗
？So they look at each other and say, "Who is this that we follow?"
他们彼此看一看说。那这我们跟的这个人是谁呢
？I thought he was just a kung fu master.
我以为他就是一个有很有功夫的人。
But he can control the nature.
但他可以控制大自然。
What if he sees through our heart?
如果他们看清我们的心。
And he knows that we are not really following him.
他知道我们没有真正的跟随他。
Do you see what is going to happen?
你知道这在干什么
？That's why they are so afraid.
这就是他们为什么害怕的原因。
And Jesus said they're afraid because they have no faith.
耶稣说他们，他们。这么害怕是因为他没有信心。
You ask what is true faith?
什么是真正的信心呢
？What is true faith? If I ask you, what would you say?
你的回答是什么？什么是真正的信心
？Faith means believe that Jesus is the one true God and that He possesses infinite power.
相信神就是相信耶稣是真神，并有他无穷的大能。
What does it mean for you to have faith? You say, "Oh, I believe Jesus is God and He has great power."
这个信心对你来说什么意思啊？耶稣基督他有大能，他是无所不能的神。
Is that what faith is?
这就是信心吗
？The answer is no.
回答是。
How do I know?
你怎么知道呢
？James chapter 2 verse 19.
雅各书二章十九节说。
James said, "You believe that God is one, and you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder."
你信神只有一位，你信的不错，魔鬼也信，却是战惊。
Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, just because you believe Jesus is God, does is that faith?
你知道我在说什么吗？你以为你信耶稣基督，这就是信心吗
？That's not because the devil believes that too.
这当然不是，因为撒旦魔鬼也信。
In fact, Satan believes more firmly than you and I believe.
就是他相信的甚至比你相信的还更深。
You know, I have a friend one time. He took his mom to a gospel camp.
有一天呢，我的一个朋友的妈妈带他我这个朋友带他的妈妈去一个
福音营。Yeah. And then you know he called me you know in the middle of the camp.
福音期间呢，他给我打电话。
So I say, how's going?
我说怎么样呢
？Oh, he said good.
他说很好啊。
He said my mom now believes that Jesus is God.
那个我妈妈现在相信耶稣基督是神了。
I say, that's okay.
那可以啊。
Your mom is just like Satan.
你妈妈就像魔鬼。
You know that my friend was very encouraged, right? That his mom finally believed Jesus is God.
我的朋友呢，他很受鼓励，因为他的妈妈信了主。
信耶稣是神，
信耶稣是神。
But I said, yes, that's not bad, but Satan believed the same thing.
那这当然不错，但是呢。
Satan's problem is not Satan doesn't believe that Jesus is God. Satan promised he knows that he's God, but he refused to follow him.
信神
you see what I mean?
信神不是说简单的信，而是要跟从他。
So what does faith truly mean?
真正的信心是什么？
Faith means this. Faith means follow Jesus single-mindedly and submit to his will.
信神是指一心一意，一生追随顺服主耶稣。
Faith means following Jesus on the way to the cross.
信心，信心呢是指要跟随耶稣。
So do you see what the problem with the disciples are on that day?
你看到了这个门徒的问题了吗
？Jesus said, "Don't you have faith?"
你没有信，难道你没有信心吗
？Basically, Jesus said, "You are afraid because you have no faith."
你们害怕，因为你们没有信心。
You know why? Not because they don't believe in Jesus, but because they are not wholeheartedly following Jesus.
并不是因为他们不相信耶稣是神，而是因为他没有完全的跟从他。
So to end this, I want to ask you, dear friends and my dear brother and sister.
最后，亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们
，What kind of faith do you have?
你有什么样的信心呢
？Do you believe that Jesus is God?
你相信耶稣是神吗
？Maybe to you, all that is what faith is. I believe, and someday I will go to heaven based on I believe that Jesus is God.
对你来说，你可能只是相信耶稣基督是神，这就是我的信心。
But Satan did the same thing.
撒旦呢，同样也是这样。
How do we relate ourselves to Jesus?
我们怎样将自己和耶稣基督连起来呢
？Are we following him?
我们真正的跟从他吗
？Or are we worshiping him like we worship an idol, thinking that he can benefit us something?
我们敬拜他只是像敬拜一个偶像，以后我们从他那里得好处呢？
If we are trying to just gain some good material things from Jesus, then we are not truly following him.
如果我们只是想从耶稣基督那里得到一些物质的好处，我们没有真正的跟随他。
We have no true faith.
我们没有真正的信心。
And we should be afraid.
我们应当害怕。
Because God is a consuming fire.
因为上帝是烈火。
I as a pastor cannot see through your heart.
我做一个牧师不能 看透你的心。
And you should be grateful for that.
你应当为此感谢。
If I can see through your heart, you are in trouble, right?
如果我可以看透你的心，你当然你会。
But you know God can see through your heart.
你知道上帝会看透你的心。
You know, baptism is not going to save you.
受洗呢不能够拯救你。
Making a decision for Jesus is not going to save you.
决志呢也不能够。
Taking a communion is not going to save you.
吃圣餐也不能够拯救你。
Unless God came to your heart and changed you to follow Him.
除非耶稣基督进入你的心，改变你的生命，让你跟从他。
If you are following Jesus,
如果你真正的跟从他，
keep following Him.
继续跟从他。
Through the storm,
经过暴风雨，
experiencing the peace,
经历平静，
thankful to everything He has ever done for you.
为此而感恩。
If you are not following Jesus,
如果你不跟从耶稣基督，
you should be afraid.
你应当害怕。
And you should repent.
你应当悔改。
And pray that God will come.
祷告上帝会来。
To grant you faith.
来给你信心。
That you may follow Him.
你可以跟随他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, this is a great story.
亲爱的天父上帝，这是一个非常好的故事。
This is a gospel story.
这是福音的故事。
It is so good.
这么的好。
It's about Jonah.
是关于约拿的。
It's about Jonah's rebellion.
是关于约拿的反抗。
It's about the wrath of God.
是关于上帝的愤怒。
But it's also about the great salvation we have in that big fish.
同时也是这条大鱼的拯救。
Jesus is that great fish.
耶稣是一条。
Oh, we pray that He will swallow us up.
我们祷告耶稣基督可以将我们吞下。
That He will shoulder for us the wrath of God.
他可以保护我们来。避免上帝的愤怒。
We pray that we will be on the ark of Jesus.
我们为祷告，让耶稣基督可我们可以一起在船上。
We'll be on Him and through Him be returning to God's home.
我们依靠他，然后会进入我们的永生。
And we pray that you will help us to examine our own heart.
我们祷告你真的是帮助我们。
To ask ourselves if we have true faith.
问我们自己是不是真正有信心。
It's not whether intellectually we believe that Jesus is God and all.
并不是在知识上认识耶稣基督是神。
It's whether we have known Him to be the loving Savior and embrace Him.
我们是否知道他是我们拯救我们生命的主。
I pray that you will make us all like the youth of our church who discovered that I'm the Superman.
我为祷告你真的就像认识耶稣基督就像认识我是教会的一个超人一样。
And that they will not just be surprised at my great power, but they will rejoice in the fact that I'm their pastor.
不仅仅是他们因为我有这个超人的力量而惊奇，而更是因为我是这个教会的牧师而欢喜快乐。
And today we rejoice in Jesus being our great shepherd.
今天我们为耶稣基督是我们的牧者而感到。
He is a good shepherd that gave his life for his sheep.
他是我们的牧者，他献了自己的生命为。
We are forever grateful to follow a shepherd like that.
我们真的为此非常的感恩，我们可以跟随他。
Give us joy to follow Jesus.
给我们欢喜快乐，让我们。
Grant us peace.
给我们平安喜乐。
In the midst of storms.
在暴风雨中经历这个平安。
Your grace is sufficient.
你的恩典够我们用。
For us.
为我们。
For now.
从现在。
From now into eternity.
从现在进入永生。
But we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督祷告。
Amen.